Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, Lord, for a good theme, Father God, a theme of knowing you have dealt with our sin and you have restored us to right standing with you to partake of all the blessings. And so we thank you for a new day of goodness that has come in Jesus and has now come to our understanding so we can be aware of it and walk in it and share it with our neighbors in our workplace and wherever. Bring the light of life that has come to us in Christ Jesus to this world. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious disciples. It's 1 Thessalonians 1 and it's verses 1 to 5.
Paul and Silvanus and Timothy unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father, and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, and labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as you know, what manner of men we were among you for your sake.
Hallelujah. I so enjoyed yesterday. I was reading this to think about it, you know, as I sleep. And what stood out for me, and it's amazing, you can read something for so many times and just when the Spirit of God just points out something or wants you just to be refreshed and remotivated, it just opens up. And it's a small word, in. And you see in many of the translations it says this church, which we know is the ecclesia, the called out ones, which we know is also the bride. And then it says in the King James, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus. Or any other translations say the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in. And no, it doesn't say in, which is in God the Father and in our Lord Jesus Christ. But that just stood out to me, in. And we need to remember in the Old Covenant, you know, if any sin went into the presence of God, the person would die. But look at this now, this gospel, this goodness of God that has come. Now the church, the ecclesia, is in the Father and in the Son. In John 14, Jesus speaks about that he's come to prepare a place so that where he is, we may be also. And then he talks about there the receiving of the Holy Spirit further on, and then he won't leave us as orphans. He'll leave us a while. Why? Because he had to go deal with sin and bring about the resurrection, going into the presence of God. But then he goes on to say, and I will come live with you. You will see me, and me and my Father will come and make our home with you. And then he says, at that time, in that day, you will know that I am in my Father and you are in me. And the Bible so clearly now tells us, set our minds on things above in Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. Not on the things below, not on sin, not on the darkness, not on the problem. You got to look to the answer. Set your mind on things above. For your life is hid with Christ in God. So the death and the resurrection of Jesus dealt with sin in his death on the cross, 3 days, 3 nights, and now the resurrection. We partake of the resurrection. That's why it says here, verse 4, beloved, knowing, beloved, your election of God. And so it's so important as a ecclesia, as a called out ones, you can't share this gospel, the good news. It's not good news if sin hasn't been dealt with. Sin was a big problem that made us fall. But now God in Christ Jesus said, stop your nonsense. You can't do it. I'm going to do it for you. And so his crucifixion, his death, his burial dealt with everything of sin, everything of the fall that came through Adam's disobedience, that came through Adam, and his resurrection has restored us to everything that we were predestined to have in Christ Jesus is now being given us. That's why it's now spiritual blessings, not spiritual curses. The fall sin was the spiritual curses that came upon mankind, but now we've been lifted up and restored, and now the gospel, that's why the gospel, the good news. Yesterday as we were in church, what just came out to me, I was sitting there in Isaiah 40. And in Isaiah 40, he speaks to Isaiah there. The Lord speaks to him and says, comfort, comfort my people. Now, why would he say comfort? It's because the old thing of the law and before Jesus came was just sin consciousness. That's all they spoke. And you can see it there. After God tells him comfort, that there's pardon, that there is forgiveness of sin. He will deal double with our sin. How did he deal double? He took sin away and he restored us to our rightful place in Jesus, in the kingdom, in the fellowship of the Father and Son. And then he goes on and he talks about why there's going to be a highway in the desert. So the desert of sin and short of the glory has been dealt with. You've got a highway now. It's not low. It's a highway, and that's where the glory of God is found now in this new and this better covenant. We are raised and seated with Jesus in heavenly places. And Isaiah is pondering, I must cry out, and all he can cry out is, oh, all flesh is as grass. He just goes back to the flesh. What does Romans 8 say? We can't be in the flesh. Man that's in the flesh is in carnality and he's short of the glory. But he does say nicely at the end, which is good, but the word of the Lord endures forever. But he's still, his consciousness is still the word of the problem, but he's not going on to see the answers has now come through God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, through heaven moving on mankind's behalf to set them free. And then it goes on so beautiful there. Then the Lord says, get up onto a high mountain. And what is that? That's being born again. Get into the kingdom. We're in Mount Zion. You have come to Mount Zion. And then proclaim, the Lord is gathering. He comes to gather his sheep. So be blessed, guys. We've got good news, the gospel, the wonders of God has come. And that's what we can ponder about and enjoy. And it's in the believing that God can make his goodness known and shown in this world. So a bride of Christ, the true church, arise and shine, for your light has come in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.